I was born here in the peninsula on Insuldotna and lived here my whole life. After I came back, I thought I didn't want to live here for the rest of my life when I was younger, and then went and experienced kind of the world and figured out that Alaska is the place for me and home is where Alaska is. So came here and have been here ever since. So raising my family in Kenai now and loving it.
That's there must be some sort of psychological term for that, where kids can't conceive of the idea of actually living in the area they grew up in until they go somewhere else and then realize, oh, actually, where I'm from isn't so terrible.
Exactly. But I think it's just kind of like a process in my life. I needed to go there. I actually lived in San Francisco for a couple of years, and I just needed to see what was out there. And it wasn't really what I thought it was going to be. So,
yeah, Kenai to San Francisco, a little bit of culture shock there, I would imagine.
A little bit, but it was great, and I loved it. And it had great experiences there. And I have a lot of family there as well. That's where my family is from. So
nice.
I did have peoples there.
Excellent.
So that was nice.
So did you must have gone to school and all that around here then?
Yes, I went to actually school. I graduated from Skyview High School when it was a high school.
Go Panthers!
Go Panthers! And I grew up, my parents, a little backstory, my grandparents were homesteaders in the 50s. So I'm like a third generation Alaskan.
Very cool. But, where was their homestead?
On Tote Road.
Okay.
Towards Kisilov. So, and they still actually live on the homestead. My dad lives just down the road. So it's all kind of like Everybody Loves Raymond kind of thing. It's how I grew up. It was awesome though.
Yeah. Kind of outdoorsy lifestyle, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, how did you get interested in art?
Kind of, I mean, probably since I was created, I've always been interested in it ever since I can remember. It's always been something that I have looked to do. And when I don't have anything to do, I just look to create something. And I've been like that ever since I can remember. So ever since I was little, and like my first real memory of making things, gathering things is my parents would go like tip netting on the beaches around here. I would gather up all the little shells and little crab shells and bring them home, and I would like put eyeballs on them and make them little creatures and put them in like a shoebox and make a little house scene for them. So that was like my dollhouse was, and I just made it myself. I always loved that. And my family has always been really supportive. Like my mom used to just give me her old craft supplies and paints and whatever. And I had like a tote when I was little of just crafting things and leftover things and gathered things. And that was what I would play with, and I'd pull it out from under my bed and make stuff and love it.
I wonder if that's some sort of subliminal homesteader type thing, reusing and repurposing other materials. That's probably something you grew up around, I would imagine.
Definitely, yeah. It's there's always a use for something, and it's always something that, you know, you look at it in a different way, maybe re-energize different things and things that have normally people would throw away.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have formal schooling, training, workshops, or anything like that along the way?
I have not had any formal schooling. I have taken many workshops locally, online courses I have enrolled for and were a part of that. But most of my skills, I was in art all 4 years and actually pretty much all school. So all through junior high and high school, I was through arts. I was exposed to it there, the like real techniques and how to apply paint to canvas or surfaces, and just always worked on my practice and my skills. When I had my kids, I kind of dropped the paintbrush a little bit and didn't really create much. And then recently they're all teenage years. So it's kind of like getting back into it and finding the love for it again. And I'm working on my skills and always growing those.
What all mediums have you tried at this point?
At this point, I mean, and that that's another thing. I can never get enough of anything new, so I always want to learn about everything. Acrylic and water-based media is kind of my love and my first start. But I recently been working with oils and oil bars, and learning those and falling back in love with that, and gouache. So I've been doing some watercolor gouache pieces in my sketchbooks and just experimenting and learning and playing every day.
And have you gotten into complete other end of the spectrum, like sculpture, mixed media? I mean, it sounds like you kind of grew up doing things like that. Is that found a home for you in your later art years?
I've never attempted a sculpture, and that's kind of something that I think I probably want to revisit with, because I did do a little bit of a workshop here, and I did have to make kind of, I ended up doing a little bit of a sculpture for the workshop and kind of loved it and thought, so that might be something that I would visit hopefully this year sometime, play around with gathering things again.
So you said you're kind of mostly in the realm of acrylics and water-based these days. What is it about that medium that attracts you?
That's always my go-to because it dries fast and I love the energy of it. I can apply from my hand to the canvas. I can work in layers and it gives a lot of energy to the piece. And I work really fast, so I don't have to wait for things to dry. And that's kind of with oils that I'm learning now, is I have to kind of be a little bit more patient with things. And I'm not necessarily the most patient artist. I like to do fast and energetic strokes and get it done kind of thing. That's why I love acrylic and water-based media. And then I can layer a lot of things that I can paint on many different surfaces. I use a lot of paper in my work for backgrounds and reused things and textural things. I can use mediums and things to mix with the acrylic to make heavy textures.
Yeah, one of the fun things for me in doing all these artist interviews is how much people's personalities seem to bleed through in their art medium of choice. So we've got some very methodical people that do some very detailed, slow approach type stuff. And then some folks maybe a little more like you. I'm not the most patient person in the world, so I need a medium that can suit that for me.
Yeah, and playing around with, in my art, I really love, like I was saying, the textural aspect of it. I use a lot of found objects to create patterns in my work. So like a placemat that would have an interesting pattern in it, I would use that as a stencil in a background or on a piece. I think that's why I love acrylic and medias like that, that it will allow me to layer those patterns and the stencils designs and put paper on top and keep adding acrylic and this and that. So that's kind of how I achieve my look, I guess.
So the piece that you've donated is a very colorful sea star on a super textured looking background. So how did you go about creating that?
It's on a wood panel. And a lot of the textural background, like I was saying, I use found objects that have pattern in it as stenciling for backgrounds. Some of the lines that you'll see in the background are created from pushing paint through a plastic canvas where kind of an embroidery use would be used. It's kind of like a grid looking thing, but it's a circle pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I used that, which is something I probably had found at a secondhand store or somebody was throwing away. And I was like, no, I can use that. And some paper. So there is some paper underneath the surface that kind of gives, and then those lines kind of show up through the piece to kind of achieve this storytelling of a background, you know, because I guess in my art, I kind of try to create the backgrounds as many layers, just like if you were looking at a sea star in the tide pool, or there's the rocks and the algae and then our earth kind of tells a story, and that's kind of what I try to achieve in my pieces of art.
Yeah, it is a really cool effect. It almost looks 3D with the textures in the background kind of surrounding the sea star. I mean, it's not obviously, but the textures are so nuanced in layers that it really looks like it's just nestled into this perfectly sea star shaped little hole that it's carved out for itself.
Awesome. Great. That's always what artists, I think, try to achieve, is to make a 2D surface look 3D. So
do you do a lot of marine imagery? Is that, you know, what kind of imagery do you look for? Where do you find inspiration for your pieces?
I do. I think I just naturally ended up going right to marine life because, like I said, growing up in this area along the coast, on the beaches as a family, fishing on the beach shores of the rivers, you just look at all the little life cycles that are out there, the little things that people maybe just like would walk over or walk by. And I've always been intrigued by those little tiny lives. So a lot of my pieces are marine based, boats. I do a lot of boat landscapes, harbor activity kind of thing. I just love that. It's intriguing to me. And I think kind of like our marine life and our shore life, people and animals kind of mingle with each other. And there's so much interesting textures and shapes there that I just are very inspiring to me.
Are there things that you would like to try or, you know, shift into in the future with your artwork or goals that you might have for yourself?
Definitely. I always am striving to improve my skill. I paint every day. My goal for myself is to actually, I've been working on my portraiture work, so figures and humans. So my goal is to really get comfortable with that and kind of grow from there and maybe integrate a lot of the techniques I've developed with my background onto a portraiture painting, kind of observing more of the human life, which I think recently has kind of inspired me since we've all kind of been disconnected, but still connected. So I've really been noticing the change in our world and how everybody has this story and kind of observing that with humans. So I really want to work on my portraiture and storytelling that way in my art.
Oh, that's a really interesting outgrowth of, you know, the pandemic and the isolation that we've all been through. What an interesting way to find connection with people when you can't, you know, physically have connection with people is to study them and from a perspective of art, try and, you know, reach out and have a connection with people. Did you find yourself inspired in those ways or in other ways over the last year? Or some folks have found it really difficult to find, you know, creativity and inspiration during COVID. I'm kind of curious how artists have survived the last year.
Yeah, it has been definitely a change. My perspective of it, I did have some hard times at the beginning of all of it. I had a lot. I was working on a show, things kind of got canceled and it kind of deflated my sales a little bit with my creativity. But I persevered and realized that I need to find inspiration in other aspects in my life maybe, and maybe self-reflect a little bit. And I think that that kind of inspired me to do that. So out of this like struggle of not being creative, it's like, it made me be creative, which is always kind of like this thing that artists do. You know, it's like you put limits on yourself, so it makes you become more creative, which I find very interesting. So that's kind of where the inspiration, observing human interaction, people's stories, how people have been affected this past year really is intriguing to me. And, you know, reflecting into myself too, trying to express that is where my goals are for next steps in my artwork.
So at what point did you start considering yourself an artist, whatever that means to you? There can be lots of different, you know, goalposts on what people, whether it's productivity or skill level or success, however you determine success. Do you remember a moment or an achievement, or have you just always thought of yourself in the terms of, I'm an artist, that's what I do?
It's kind of still sometimes hard for me to call myself that. But for me, when I really started thinking, well, maybe I am an artist, is when I was, I guess when you kind of get that outside saying, oh, wow, this, they're calling. For me, in my path, my creative path, it was a point where it was like, okay, I like to craft. And then it was like, no, I'm making a sculpture. And then it kind of like, no, I'm going to work on this, and just kind of skill leveling up a little bit. And, you know, you get that kind of like pat on the back if somebody's like, I love this painting, I want to purchase it for my home. And you're like, wow, I think I'm this is something that maybe I am the artist, you know, like people really want to have my piece of me in their home or their business. So it kind of was affirmation for me to just keep going. And every time that happens to me, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, just keep working, just keep getting better. So it's kind of a little hard to say I'm an artist, but a lot of times I say I'm a painter because it's what I do. It's not, you know, I don't really, it makes me feel better, I guess. People always say, oh no, you're an artist. Well, I paint. I make things.
Yeah, that seems to be a very personal term to people, and not everyone is mm-hmm. super comfortable describing themselves mm-hmm. in that vein. So what does art mean to you in your life then? Is it, you know, a way that you look at the world? Is it just kind of how you spend your free time? Is it an aspiration of something to do for a living?
Well, I do it for my living. I have a very supportive husband. I have an in-home studio. So it is something I spend my days doing. But for me, art is always a part of my life. It's the way I observe the world, and I want to, you know, maybe the things that somebody, like I said, would walk by and not notice. I can notice like the lines in that, or the shading, or the colors, or the color temperature in that, and, you know, put that down on a piece of wood or canvas and tell a story about it. So art in my life is always, I'm always observing, I'm always intaking my surroundings because I'm inspired by them. So it's always a part of my life.
And are there places or ways that people can find your artwork? You mentioned you have a studio. Do you have things for sale somewhere? Do you have a website?
Yes, I have a website now that I just built at abbyewlin.com. You can contact me through there if you wanted. I am taking commissions. I do commissional work. I have pieces for sale at times at Artsy Junkin in Soldotna. I'll have one or two original paintings in there kind of rotating through. So you can stop in there and talk to Sue. I will have some new pieces hanging at the Soldotna Kaladi Brothers in May on the 1st. So there'll be some new works out in the public. I'm excited for that. But yeah, if anybody wants to look at some more pieces and my work, abbyewlin.com would be the best place right now.